Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
A demoralized army with the best of weaponry is no match for an enemy inspired, coordinated, and ready to fight. It was good that Hezekiah planned for Jerusalem to have access to fresh water, but much more was to be done. Quote, "And he strengthened himself, built up all the wall that was broken, raised it up to the towers, and built another wall outside. Also he repaired the millo in the city of David and made weapons and shields in abundance." 2 Chronicles 32, verse 5. Old Jerusalem had the advantage of being on a plateau surrounded by valleys. What is the millo? The marginal reading at 2 Samuel 5, verse 9 is given as literally the landfill. Some versions render it supporting terraces. Visiting the ruins today, archaeologists show you what is called the stepped stone structure, a vital link between David's city, sometimes called the Ophel, and Mount Moriah to the north, where the temple and palace were situated. In any case, he made sure the city was well fortified. His next task was to review the troops. Quote, "Then he set military captains over the people and gathered them together to him in the open square of the city gate." Verse 6. How would he cheer them in the face of such a formidable fighting force? Listen, he, quote, "gave them encouragement, saying, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid nor dismayed before the king of Assyria, nor before all the multitude that is with him. For there are more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles." Verses 6 to 8. 3 cheers for Hezekiah. I feel like even I could strap on a sword and man the walls after that speech. Say, do you know someone who needs words of fortifying encouragement today? Remind them that with us is the Lord our God.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.